Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Popovich moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Popovich tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Banks reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Swoboda scores. Grote moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Holtzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is walked intentionally. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Charles scores. Jones moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman, who is chasing the ball. Dyer reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hickman moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young is walked intentionally. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clendenin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to McGraw covering. Safe. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Agee reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Jack DeLauro now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger scores. Popovich moves to second. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Al Weiss. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Phil Regan. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selman now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 6-5, Mets. Jim Gosger pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing center field. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Bob Johnson now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gasper. Banks reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-5 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.